I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
And we start the way we start. Until the lions have their own historians, the tales of hunting would always glorify the hunter. And you know I'll say that again. Folks, I said, until the lions have their own historians, the tales of hunting would always glorify the hunter. Hello and welcome to the most opinionated hour on radio and the nation's thought-provoking hour. I am Nana Ansakwau IV, Chief of the Little Republic of Akwemu Edumasa. And I say thank God it's Monday, another wonderful opportunity to do what we love to do. A fine Monday to gather around and perform one of radio's finest ritual. A ritual only performed on Joy 99.7 FM. Every Monday at this time. Our topic today, the principles of the Ghanaian Trinity. The principles of the Ghanaian Trinity. Folks, let us all gather and make truth good. I cannot repeat myself any stronger. I will not stop repeating myself on this issue, and I will say it over and over again anytime it arises. That, folks, we get our morals from our ancestry. And there is wisdom in our ancestry. Consequences of its neglect is quite dire to any people, any community, any nation. You may have your Bibles, you may have your Qurans, you may have your textbooks, and all that you gather, whatever it is you gather from. But I am telling you that as a people, as a community, as a country, as a nation, your morals and your wisdoms comes from your ancestry. Period. Folks, I know the world is moving at such a supersonic pace. Technology is taking over. We are at the point where tech is thinking for us. Folks, tech is actually predicting our needs before we think it has already thought. That's where they are. Information is literally instant. It's not fast saying, it's instant there. Bang. Ask Siri this, ask Alexa that, and the information is just there. Cultural competition is also very, very high and wild. So, folks, in the face of this reality, one is tempted to believe or say that the antiquated traditions of our forebears have little or no place in today's world. Indeed, last Monday, there were heartbreaking comments like our ancestors had no aim. They just settled with no plan, sold us into slavery, and left nothing good for us to capitalize on. Yes, very, very sad for one to be so detached of one's own history. So I thought maybe one day we shall compare histories of Europeans and histories of Africans so we see where we came from. But I also know, and I understand and I appreciate that we may have run out of excuses, that we should have been far ahead of where we are today. I understand. But that doesn't take away from that we started on a higher pedestal. The fact that we have failed now doesn't mean you can go back and blame. So I understand. Folks, the Ghanaian Trinity. Is there a place for old tradition in this supersonic modern world? Is it time that we gather around and take a red pen and just rule it out so that we just move on ahead to modern things? Let me fast forward, folks. If you are brave enough to follow the news on a daily basis, and believe you me, you need a bit of bravery and a bit of nifedipine, you know, to lower your blood pressure just to follow the news. Children in schools with no desk, no toilet facilities. I mean, it doesn't get more basic than that. Table, chair, and a place of convenience. In this day and age, there are hundreds of cheap technology in building places of convenience. Hundreds, I mean, some, you know, chemicals just to digest, and just you literally need a fraction. We sit here covered in all the trees in the world, and we are chopping down all the trees in the world, and yet our children will lie on the floor to write. Now that's heartbreaking. Today, if you're monitoring the news or the Super Morning Show, literally lamenting, crying, wailing about Okomfo Anokye Hospital, serving the middle belt, millions of people, their lives depending on it. And yet, as the state has paid no attention or given it any proper renovations or facelift. We're just watching it to run down. And as it run down, I'm sure so will the consequences of the health of the people there. But we see monies go into other things far less important. And I mean, we see lots of money, state money, going into other things. Broad daylight. Each day, they discover we have a hide. We are quite pay hundreds and hundreds of supporters to go and cheer, you know, a team somewhere, and yet there's a hospital that's running down. It's amazing how we come out with such priorities. Pay party football supporters, then they go to a different country, buy them food, put them in a hotel, whatever it is, to go and cheer a team and come back. And they'll come back to their community. And when they get a headache, they have no hospital to go to. We do all that. Folks, daylight misappropriation of state funds. I got some info, I was checking to somebody, you know, basically off the record. And I got some info about the Public Accounts Committee. And they said sometimes the transactions are so rotten that even they themselves are afraid to bring it up for fear of reprisals. Some are so rotten, they just decide, say, they will probably march down to Parliament and beat us all. So let's just keep quiet and find something that's not too heartbreaking. That's how bad things are. That's how bad things are. So back to the Trinity, folks. Back to the Trinity. Culturally, folks, everything is done three times. We knock three times. When you're going to pour libation, they will pour the drink into your glass or your calabash three times. Even if you've been given away for marriage, you are asked three times if you want to go. This symbolic three, which we look down or see as some archaic tradition, and truth be told, it can be ridiculous. There you are, entering an empty sacred room, and yet you knock three times. Agu, agu, agu. Knowing very well that there's nobody in the room. How will the young ones understand us? How would they even want to follow us? To them, they look at us as dinosaurs. Why three times? There's nobody there. Wasn't one good enough? Folks, this symbolic three is and was the cardinal rule that guides all traditional rulers. Without it, there is no sustainability, equality, or equity. That archaic three that we look down upon, every chief worth his due, cannot leave a legacy in the absence of that symbolic three. Once you are placed in the position of power, everything you do, every action you take, it must not negatively affect those yet to be born. Every action you take, anything you do, it must not negatively affect the unborn. It must also benefit those who are alive. They must benefit from it. And you should be able to stand shoulder high, chin high in front of those who have departed and account to them that I passed this law, I made this investment, and this was what the yield was. You account to those who are departed. Folks, it is not by coincidence that we inherited a near pristine country. No matter what you think. Benjamin bread, they were stupid, whatever you think. It wasn't by coincidence. Do not think that they did not know that there was gold and gold in the rivers. Yes, they panned the rivers during the Harmattan seasons and left it clean. And don't think that they didn't know the value of timber. They did. The value of land. Yet, they left all because they knew that someday, you and I will arrive here and we will need these things to survive all. They knew. Dachi mabi baba. Dachi mabi baba. Amusuba no musu. Inti ensaino. Amusuba duya bibi. So they said, Asasi ye didisu yentong. Many, many years, hundreds of years ago, they had concluded that lease land out, do not sell it. Let us eat from the land, but do not sell the land and eat the revenue. Hundreds of years ago, they had sat down and lived by this principle. Because they knew that people who were unborn would come and need to use the land. Those who were alive had interest in the land. And should you go and meet your forebears, you should be able to tell them that you left me 100 acres. I also left the 100 acres. This tradition, folks, will still sit well in today's world. No matter how modern we are. It will aid sustainability. Folks, let us not be too hasty in throwing away our ancestry in the name of modernity. Because in truth, the traditions or the things that are getting on people's nerves, the things that are making people get angry with their ancestry, 9 out of 10 times are the borrowed cultures. 9 out of 10 times are the borrowed cultures. But if you were to look pure into our undiluted culture, you will be shocked at the wisdom, which will still be applicable in this AI world. It will still be applicable. And yet your forebears many, many years ago, who were deemed stupid, who were deemed foolish, had lived and abide by it. That's how chiefs today still have lands. And there are some towns that I'm telling you, in the next 20 years, by the time you go there, there will be nothing left. The chiefs cannot sell the land quick enough. They can't sell land quick enough. You give him a car, the land is gone. You give him a bicycle, land is gone. I say, just sell. People actually come to buy land to land bank. Can you believe it? You're a chief. You have land. And somebody is using your land as a land bank. Christ me, what if an investor comes? What if a true investor comes who can do something on the land? Then what? Somebody is just fenced in and gone to sleep. He will die, get married to 3, 4, 5 women, 25 children, and the case will be in court for another 60 years, and that's your land. And yet, your forebears said, just eat from the land, do not sell it. Lease the land, do not sell it. Put getaway clause in it. If you don't till the land for 5 years continuous, I'm taking my land back. Put clauses in it. So it doesn't matter how modern we are. That Holy Trinity, that Ghanaian Trinity, where everything we do, we should know. We don't have to go and get loans and loans and loans so that people who are yet unborn will come. They will look at their pay slips, taxed heavily, because why? We've already chopped the money already. We who are alive are being burdened with all these taxes. And surely if you go and meet your makers, so you see, as soon as you neglect this, where you don't
care. I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hey, those who are unborn, you can't be bothered about those who are alive and those who are dead and gone, let the dead be their own dead. This is the country we live in, where a child goes to school with no chairs, no table, no place or convenience. I mean, DC, I heard many men catch them say, how do you see school? You see toilet? Can't look at me and tell me this. Can look at me. How do you see school? You see toilet? Jesus Christ. I mean, even in the medieval period, they would at least sink a hole and put something on it for, you know, people to do something. But if he doesn't care about the consequences of those who are alive today, doesn't care how it's going to affect those who come to the school in future, and doesn't care those who, the DCs who left, say, about Bunkun Tebiach Roma, then in the face of our modernity, this is the price we pay. This is the price we pay. But maybe I blame the palace a bit. Maybe the palace too hasn't been too forthcoming in explaining some of these things. Because on the face value, sometimes it does look ridiculous. I go. And you're thinking, yes, I heard the first one. But that symbolic reminder that do not forget, never ever forget that whatever you do, those who are yet to be born should never have to be negatively affected. Those who are alive today should benefit from whatever decision you are taking. And should you meet your ancestors one day, you should be able to positively account to them what you did. Shoulder high, head high, that I added some more, I built in value. Not that I sold all the lands and here I am. There's nothing left for those who are coming. Those who are there now are in court battling to get some pieces of land done so they can even plant some corn. And in every sphere of life, wherever there's leadership, in the absence of this symbolic three, the consequences, folks, are dire. The consequences are dire. So in the month of Ghana, as we are talking Ghana, I am saying, no matter how old and no matter how ridiculous certain things seem, believe you me, the principles behind it can still be valid in this super AI, super modern world that we live in. And if we deject, sidetrack from it, and follow what is deemed as cultural or European, we tend to pay too much of a heavy price. Talk to me. Hello, and who's my first caller?
Good evening, and I thank God for keeping you.
Thank you.
If you didn't see my message, then your producer haven't pushed it, because the time you said you haven't seen it, it was already...
Sorry, but I marked you, so that's good enough. Okay, let me hear you,
and
my brother.
The issue is the neglect of what our ancestors have put down or have laid down. It's having a dire consequences in our lives now. This thing concludes your message. And we have grandfathers and fathers before we, the children. So what our grandfathers put down, what are our fathers coaching us to copy so that it will yield a good food for us? Now we are going technological and forgetting about what has been laid down for us. yet our suffering. And nothing that our ancestors will say that will go with. When it comes to our mind back, then there's a saying that thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that. And this is a very important, great topic. We need to check on what our ancestors have laid down. Otherwise, we will still go waste. God bless you for this, your topic.
God bless you too, Ajiman Joseph in calling it. Ajiman Joseph in community. Now, hello, who's talking to me?
Nana, please, this is Kwesi from Akwetia.
Kwesi, let me hear you.
Thank you, Nana, and good evening.
Good evening.
Nana, I think we don't learn from ourselves as a people, as a culture. Nana, even look at the way we rule ourselves in this country, the kind of democracy we are practicing. I mean, we will tell them it has given us the right to vote, the right to this, the right to that. Then, women in Africa had voice before the advent of the European continent. I mean, when the chief is in states, Nana Yuet, so you know, he always mentions the name of the Queen Mother before making any pronouncement. So even the way we ourselves tells us that we didn't learn from our history. We just copy blindly. Just because someone is going to give us money from somewhere to come and implement a certain project, we just copy. And even those of us now are still committing that same atrocity. And I can imagine, I'm a facilitator. I normally wear African designs to school. One of my students gets up one morning and asks me, sir, why do you like wearing African designs like that? Don't you have any suit to wear? And I had to spend like 30 minutes to educate the class on even why the economic value of even putting on African designs, the economic value to the artisan who sews it. So Nana, even though that, Nana, you are an Akwemu, so I know you will know this, the Akwemu who captured the Christian Bob Castle.
Yes.
Nana, even look at that. Historical value and the bravery, if you are facing any problem as a Ghanaian, as a youth, as an Akwemu, even if you know that, even if you are going through trouble, I mean financial, economic, spiritual, whatever it might be, if you have this story in your head, can you imagine the kind of power it gives you? So I think that as a people, now if you look at our television, from Monday to Sunday, prime time, it's moving. Chinese movie, Korean movie, all movies except movies about our heroes, about Yasantua, about Nano Furiata, about Togbo Chari, about Tohazi. We have all sorts of manner of Korean, Chinese, Indian movies, but movies about our heroes. That is why I think Nana, we don't learn from ourselves. Thank you, Nana, and may the rain bless.
Thank you too for listening, and thank you even more for calling. Hello, and who's talking to me?
My name is Nanache Bafo.
Nanache, let me hear you.
All right. So, the problem is our leaders. Now, when we check our political hierarchy, let's use this Fourth Republic, for example. All of our, I think about 90 or 80% of our MPs studied abroad. Then we organized, assume or understand that the Western life is the best. Here's the case, these guys who has been there, lived there, schooled there, worked there, come back home, and they can't implement a single policies these people have. Let's check our rules, our educational system. Nothing is working. It's like the moment they both flight from Europe, Asia, America, the moment they land in Kotoka, or they land at Kotoka, all that they learn there vanishes. What is wrong with us?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that call. 0302-216-541. That in the face of all this modernity, there's still a place for our cultural values. This one is from Macosby. It's quite a long one. It says, any society that throws away its culture throws away their dignity and heritage. We have thrown away our culture for the American and European dreams. This coming Easter, none of us should stress on the fact that Judas betrayed Jesus Christ, forgetting that we Ghanaians have betrayed Ghana and the heritage of those yet to be born. Norway has a per capita income of $120,000 per person. Ghanaians have a current per capita debt in not an income. Going to school doesn't make one educated. Wisdom is lost on the Ghanaian. All we think of today is today and the money we can get today. Honor has no value to us. Cosby Anthony. Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello, good evening.
Yes, sir.
Shem.
Shem, let me hear you.
My Cosby has said everything.
Yeah.
So I won't talk to anything. I'll just add a little bit about my Cosby, Shem.
Sure.
We live in three physical, three planes. The physical, mental, and then the spiritual plane. Here in Africa, we are rather supposed to be the most foremost people when it comes to intelligence, when it comes to everything that's to do with humanity. We forget the other two. We forget the mental plane, and we forget the spiritual plane. And we are here on the physical plane. The great pyramids were built by us. To date, the scientists of today can't even tell us how they were built. And then we forgo all these things, and we say we are going the Western way. This is someone who dies from heat waves, but yet we have the sun on us for 12 hours and it doesn't kill us. It's just because Onunuwesuatra, they have no soil to see the floor. When the sun rays are up, they don't get anywhere to be absorbed into the earth, because we see a skyscraper and all the glass or the higher skyscraper. A form say sun rays come from wire hotels. So when the sun rays are high, they get refracted on the walls of the skyscraper, they get back into the soil, they don't get anywhere to escape. And then you, the human being living on the face of the earth, will tell me, somewhere in America, somebody's dying from heat waves. And that's artificial. But we have people in Ghana who believe some of these things. So until you really, really, really question some of these things and step outside of the queue and say, ah, where is this line really going? Are we really heading to the right place? And I say, when we say queue new corner, also should be DHE. Until we start asking ourselves these hard questions, we keep on going in circles. Of course, our leaders are the problem. But we ourselves, we should do an introspection into ourselves and really rediscover ourselves for who we truly are. I would always say this. Ghana is blessed. It's not just by coincidence. We are in the center of the world. If anybody else was in the center of the world, it would be a site of attraction. How come we are here and we are not making use of it? Ghana will rise again. Ghana will surely rise again. Thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you very much, Sam. 0302-216-541. Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello, good evening, sir. Nana.
Hey,
let me hear you. Derek, sir.
Yes, sir. Derek, let me hear you.
Last week I tried. I couldn't get you. To be there, lucky.
Good. Let me hear you, my brother.
I greet you, sir. Nana, you hit the right, in the middle right in the head. You see, our problem here is we prune our tradition, culture, and what the soul of Ghana is about. And we believe in so-called modernity, which has nothing at all towards our developmental agenda. I keep insisting, we are missing a very golden opportunity. Why not blending the traditional, customary, whatever it is, with this so-called democratic dispensation? That's modernity. Why? I would now suggest that at least before the colonial masters came, the blacks, our ancestors, weren't governing ourselves. We were doing better than they came. So what at all do we see wrong with our own system that we need to be proud of, which is thrown away? I always suggest, let's get the upper chamber and scrap this so-called Council of State, so that at least we have our traditionalists in the governance structure. That will make people appreciate what our tradition and culture means. But now it's like the culture is sitting somewhere, and then a group of people claiming themselves to be more civilized than the rest of the country assume responsibility, and they do whatever they like.
I don't want to be a bit more emotional here. My daughter is in school in the I don't think. If you go and check their test lab and then what do you call it? Home Econs department, you will cry. Not to talk of their washrooms and then their toilet facilities. And they are talking about girls here. It's taking Otubo Najankwesi to start something. So what is government not voting about? Supervisors go around to check whatever is in the schools? Or they are sitting somewhere where it's used and then writing good notes and turning over to the president or the education minister? Sometimes it's sad if you see the kind of the harm and then the kind of the wickedness and selfishness that goes on in higher places. You regret being a Ghanaian. We need to sit up and sit up for once. But my point is, let's add the traditional leaders in our governance debate. This track, I will not stop talking about this. It is that. I thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You know, once you're in a position of power and you really are worried about what posterity will think of you, if you really are worried about what those who are alive will think of you, you act differently. But now that we have leaders who really seems like can't be too bothered, we are all paying the price. We are all paying the price. Maybe a cake, but very relevant. Hello, who's talking to me?
Nana Kwesi.
Nana Kwesi, I missed you last week.
Oh, I tried to.
Oh, I see.
When my call came through, no, it was on. I was on for like 5 minutes, but hey, nothing. So I just dropped the call.
Oh,
Nana, see, I just saying this. Till our common sense and wisdom works. Nana, I'm foul. See, in Ghana here, it looks like when you read a lot and you acquire certificates, these two things do not work any longer for you. A lot of things that is done do not make sense. Ghana, we have the most expensive oil right now. How much is Otunfo soliciting for the hospital? How much? How much have we spent on that oil? In the name of what? You see, we all have a responsibility that we can't do away with. However, the bigger responsibility lies on the one you hand over the whole state resources to. Because you can do whatever you have to do on the ground. You do your possible best and all that. If that person messes up there, it trickles down to come and infect you and destroy everything that you built. That is just a reality. So how do we deal with this, Nana? If the head, say Tina Pryor, what can you do? Nana, is it just this game that we are hosting right now? You see the amount of money that have gone into it. Yeah. You see, some of our athletes are complaining about how the state didn't provide them with nothing. Some of them are even saying that on the day of event before, what they needed earlier came. That is how this country is. They demand so much from you and do little or nothing at all. So who is to blame? We are getting what we want. Yes, of course, because if somebody should come right now and want things to work, the way they will fight that person, you know why? Because we've created a system whereby the nonsense has been done for so long to the point where it's been normalized. I better say the nonsense is the right thing to do right now. You see, so if you want to do the right thing, you now become the outcast, you become the alien, you become the foreign body in the system, and you are fought against so well. So how do we progress with this? Me, I'll say do what you have to do and feed yourself and your family. If you say, Pa, hallelujah, I'm far. We will come and do what we can and we'll leave.
Thank you very much. That's Nana Kwesi. Nana Lennox Addo in Dewu Ekuyapim. I see you up there. Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello, Nana.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is George from Adenta.
George, let me hear you.
Sorry, Nana. Can I lower?
Yeah, lower your radio set for me, okay? It's got a lot of feedback. A lot of feedback. Yeah, so lower your radio set and let's hear what you have to say as to whether you agree with that.
Hello, Nana.
Hello, George.
Yeah, Nana. Good evening, one day.
Good evening.
Nana, it's greed, though. It's greed to amass wealth from the system. Nana, one way, you are not that too old, though. Mm-hmm. By 69, I think many years ago.
Okay.
You need to be bunny. It's no way, young things were not like that. Your father will give you something so you can call your siblings and share with them. These days, you give something to your son or your daughter, he or she turn their back and think the thing is for him or her alone. It's greediness. Look at how people are amassing wealth. Why? Why are we taking this world to? And sorry to say, when they pass, they expect people to sympathize. No. Not that people don't dream for the death. No. Far from that. But our politicians are making things look like that. Too greedy, the system. Everybody wants to be rich. And the rich, they sit in front of the churches. If we don't change, Anna, some of us will die and go. But our prayers is that our kids never suffer. We need to change the system. We are too greedy, amassing wealth left and right. How on earth can somebody keep such large funds in his or her house? Why? Now let's pray. And the church too must be up and doing, the church. Preaching for wealth. Instead of preaching the writing, we forgot our culture entirely. Entirely.
Thank you very much, George. They will ask you from which home you come from and not how much money you have in your pocket. These were all ancestral wisdom that guided our morals and behaviors. Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello, good evening, Nana.
Good evening.
Yeah, Abu Muhammad, I'm calling from Japan.
Let me hear you, my brother.
Yes. When Neil Ante Van Der Poel was the sports minister, when he wanted to sanitize that ministry, quickly, he was sacked. So we don't want the people who will do the right thing. So which means we know the right thing. It is intentionally that we don't want to do the right thing. Because when you tell me we are the problem, what problem? I'm a driver. My tire, I'm supposed to do my road work. I did it. I paid my insurance. I paid my income tax, including the district pay. And after a driver's license, they say you should also do a commercial driver's license. And you do this all and you pay for it. Is it my responsibility to fix the potholes on the road? I pay for electricity. I have to get light because I pay. If I go to the top bar and I pay for fufu and I go and sit down and I don't get my fufu, and you come to tell me that I'm part of the reason why the top bar person didn't serve me, what are you telling us?
Thank you very much, and thank you even more for calling. So yes, if I've paid for my fufu, I'm sitting down. You don't bring me the fufu. So who can demand for fufu? No, I'm wrong. Once we've done our part, the state should also do its part. But no, you see, we are in Ghana, man. Then obviously we are talking and rejuvenating ourselves in all things Ghana. And you know, judging from last week's comments, you know, some of the sad comments and some of the, you know, you see people were speaking really emotional, very dejected. I'm sure if God were to ask them that, listen, if you're coming to the world again, would you come to Ghana? Don't say, hell no. I don't even want to take me to a country that I'll never, ever hear about Ghana again. But it's sad, you know, so that I missed all that we have, and we do have a lot, including culture and rich as it is. But still, here we find ourselves, in pain. Needless pain, if I should say. Easter is coming, so definitely we're going to eat kokonte. Easter is coming and we are definitely going to eat kokonte. All roads leads to Akwemu Edumasa. Now on Thursday, you're going to love it. Thursday, 28th of March, is the Edumoya traditional rice. Edumoya is a deity in Edumasa and is supposed to be a maternal goddess. And so before we perform the rites and do all that, we leave fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. So after the performance of the rites, those of you who need children, you just take some, go home, boil, and you will be blessed with a child. So says Ansakwa. Try it and test it. Whatever it is. So after we've done all the amani and we're going, you take one or two, and you take it home, cook it, eat it. And God will bless you with a child. You have any unusual problem? It will go away. Friday, the youth will do their usual jams. Saturday, there's quite Queen Mother's installations or Queen Mother's. And I have an amount of cucumbers who have settled. And so one of them is going to be the cucumber chief. So you see all the rites and traditions of how it is to install a chief and a Queen Mother. Have a party for the children, which is usually very grand. All the kids from all the neighboring towns will come. Sunday is Akosidaya. Easter Sunday happens to be Akosidaya as well. And Easter Sunday, Pesehine, who's Okuchesium, Nana Nyampong, is celebrating his 40th anniversary. So we would, tone down all our activities and go and join him to celebrate his 40th anniversary. But Monday, I saw the picture of the cow this morning. So we'll slaughter a cow, make oodles or kokonte, nice music, nice atmosphere. And we all sit around and have a pot of kokonte. All you have to do is bring the asanka. All you have to do is have an asanka with you, and I will give you free kokonte. This Easter, those of you who are looking for a new place to go, book your rooms at the Peninsula Resort and come and join us, celebrate this wonderful, wonderful period. My name is Nana Nsakwa IV, Chief of the Little Republic of Akwemu Edumasa. Abeku was on the ones and twos. Kofi Hayford is there, lined up, ready to play really nice Ghanaian gospel while we deep search where we get to bring back the Ghanaian Trinity. Papani is here to give you the news bulletin. All done in his Ghana print shirts. Sticking to the Ghana month. Folks, until the lions have their own historians, the tales of hunting would always glorify the hunter. So next Monday, God willing, we'll be back to do this all over again.